Washington is one of only 10 states where mosquitoes that can transmit the Zika virus don't live. But a Woodinville company says it's building a better mosquito trap to fight the potent virus. KUOW's John Ryan has the story from Woodinville.
It's certainly a low-tech approach, a sticky trap in a black bucket. The trap uses water and the smell of hay to lure mosquitoes.
When a mosquito is ready to lay her eggs, she's looking for a dark, sheltered area with water in it.
Rebecca Heinig is an entomologist with SpringStar. Officials with the company say their trap has already reduced the spread of other mosquito-borne diseases during tests in Puerto Rico. That's where an outbreak of Zika is currently raging. The simple trap was developed by researchers with the Centers for Disease Control in Puerto Rico. SpringStar came up with a way to mass produce it. Heinig says, unlike a vaccine, the trap can fight several diseases at once.
We're going back to the source instead of treating the symptom. The primary vector for all these diseases is exactly the same mosquito.
The company hopes to build 2 million traps by the end of the year. Democratic Representative Susan DelBene toured the plant on Tuesday. Democrats and Republicans in Congress have accused each other of holding up more than $1 billion of funding to fight Zika.
The only winner from not having funding for Zika is the Zika virus.
That's Thomas Frieden, head of the CDC. He spoke with NPR on Saturday. Frieden estimates that 1 out of every 5 people in Puerto Rico could be infected with Zika by the end of the year. Reporting from Woodinville, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.